Yeah, he's a proper little pro, this. It was interesting that when he won at Kempton, Robert Thornton got off the first time he'd ridden him and just said, you know, he sort of feels like he's a four-year-old, but he feels a lot stronger than that, and he's a little professional. He'll give you a fantastic run for your money. He'll be there or thereabout in the race. Baby Mix came back to form as well on the same card, beating Sadler's Risks. That might actually be turned round on this track. It's interesting, they're using a new course for the Triumph here, and it's a totally different track, rides a lot stiffer, and Sadler's Risk was a very stout staying on the flat. When I was at Kempton in the day he won, the day of the Lanzarote hurdle, he won the opening novice hurdle there, and I heard a little inkling that Richard Johnson thought he was all about stamina and staying this horse, so the track will definitely suit him. It's interesting, Ruby didn't seem too enamoured when we spoke to him the other day about Pearl Swan, but to be honest with you, I like him. I think he's a 1.6 mile horse on the flat. He may very well get a little bit outpaced, but when they come in and see that hill, he'll be finishing stronger than anything. I think he's got a cracking chance. Still a great each-way price at 7-1 for me, Pearl Swan. I think he'll travel. I think he'll come and see the hill and he'll finish. And he gave £3 to Grimetti that time, and Paul Nicholls was adamant he could get him a bit fitter. So I think he goes there with as good a chance as anything.